from the Triple M studios.
Oh, it's all happening.
This is the Marty Shear Gold Show.
Ta-da. Triple M. Ta-da.
It is the full show dump about to start.
Wednesday,
yeah. Marty.
The weeks are going fast, but that's okay.
They really are. I can't believe that it's Easter at the end of next week.
We've got 2 weeks off.
Yes.
I feel like we just got here.
I know.
I feel like my sleep's only just gotten on track.
It's so funny, isn't it? You just start to hit a routine and then bang, the rug gets dragged out from under you.
There's also quite a few public holidays in the first part of the year as well.
There's probably 3 or 4 4-day weeks.
Yeah. Which lulls you into a bit of a false sense of security.
You actually feel like you're WFH-ing.
You do.
Yeah.
Even though you're not.
Yeah.
And 3 days in this job feels like 10 years off.
Yeah, it does.
It really does. Yeah. There's something about just like if it's a Friday, finishing here mid-morning Thursday, knowing you're not coming back till Monday.
Yeah.
And you feel like you could go to Europe.
Yeah. Well, you could.
Well, literally.
You could
put a foot down and then jump back on.
Yeah. Go over for dinner or something.
Nothing is quite as exciting as when you know you're laying flat on a plane.
I've never laid flat on a plane.
I beg your pardon?
I've never laid flat on a plane.
Oh, you must do it one day. I can help you with your points.
Even if it's just in the aisle.
I have on a Rex flight because it was empty and I put the hand things up for
it. And you're like,
I have done that.
Have you ever like travelled somewhere a long way away for a night and just turned around? Like, would you go to America for dinner to see a friend and come back?
No.
Hate going to the airport.
Up the front end, I would, because it's not, you know, you're not travelling.
Yeah.
You're living.
People that say, I commute to Sydney for work because it's just an hour flight, whatever. I'm like, yeah, but getting to the airport, doing all that, leaving that side of the airport, it drives me insane.
I'd love a train between Melbourne and Sydney. Fast train.
Yeah.
Imagine getting on that
fast
in the city.
Train.
Bang.
Oh, 3 hours.
Shinkansen. The Shinkansen.
Yeah, the Shinkansen. Once I did that in Japan, I was like, we should do this.
Yeah.
Totally.
We should be fast training all around the
Japan. Yeah. Because 3 hours door to door from the CBD of Sydney to Melbourne is much faster than flying.
When I was doing a lot of commuting between the two, it used to take me 5 hours door to door.
Yeah.
If I ran it as tight as I could.
Yes.
You know, parked where I like to park, all of that sort of stuff. People helping me through, you know, chaperoning me through life.
It's like you're on a Zimmer freight.
Yeah. 5 hours door to door, that's a long time.
It is a long time.
That's exhausting time too.
Well, it depends once again.
You've got people doing things.
Yeah. People doing things in positional, you know, I'm not 27 effing it.
Yeah, you're getting a meal.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've got cutlery.
But all of that stuff is so annoying when you're like, povo hocking your dot down the middle of a plane surrounded by bogans. It's foul.
But once again,
I am a man of the people.
You wouldn't know.
I wouldn't know, but I am a man of the people. You know I love people. You know my opinion of the people in the suburbs.
Yeah.
Very high.
Yeah.
Very high.
As in the people are high.
The people are stoned. They're all using meth and they're disgusting.
They're beautiful people.
Of course they are. And welcome to the club, all of you.
Yeah, welcome to the club.
Hello, welcome. And hi, YouTube.
Oh, yes. Hi, YouTube.
Now, is it my imagination or is no one watching this on YouTube? Because I saw that we had 400 views on YouTube the other day.
If it was a really fresh clip, it would have been pretty low.
Oh, right.
What's average? About 1,100, I think.
Yeah, we're knocking out between 1 and 2,000. We'd love to get those numbers up.
No, because then I saw that Dead Set Legends or the Hubble or whatever they call the group.
Midweek
of,
Rub.
Yeah, they're having like 5,000 people watch their YouTube.
That's a once a week offering. And it's also been going for longer than a year.
So maybe we're giving the people too much. Should we just do it once?
No, not at all. It's all about consistency. The Midweek Rub didn't have a big followership in its first.
Okay, it's just something I noticed.
It's just building.
We'll keep an eye on it.
I did a miniature deep dive and I thought if we're doing this for 400 people, we're making a lot of work for Christian and it's not worth it.
Yes.
This is a PSA. If you want YouTube to stay,
watch.
Get in there.
Get on board.
Because we always said we were going to trial it.
Yeah.
And this is a lot of work for some people in the team. For me, it's no different. I'm here anyway.
Yeah.
But I don't want to see people busting a nut.
Exactly.
Literally.
Yeah. I don't want to see people busting a nut at work.
No, that's point one.
Absolutely not.
You're not allowed to.
No, not allowed.
So, Christian, stop wanking and Christian, put the edit together.
I didn't know how to ever tell him to stop wanking.
Well, Will's just told him.
Yeah, thank you. But honestly, if we're getting 400 views for this, we're knocking it off the head.
It's not 400.
It's definitely more. Hi. But,
hi, Tegan.
It's definitely more than that, but if people would like this to continue,
they should share
it with their friends.
Exactly.
Watch it, but and tell share your friends it. And family. Right. Whack it
mouth.
On your Facebook.
Still the most effective way of sharing new content is word of mouth. Tell people about it.
Yeah. Totally.
If you love it, spread it.
Have you seen this new show called Stranger Things?
Yeah, exactly.
That's how it happens.
Word of mouth.
Yeah. Yep. Did you hear about old mate who's got herpes? He's spreading that everywhere.
Yeah.
If you love it, spread it. It's
absolutely. Spread it.
Yeah.
What do you got, William?
From Corey. Wilbur, he says, Wilbur, not sure if this is a phoner, but could be classic overreactions.
Mm-hmm.
I was in my local tool shop this morning at the register being helped by a lovely young bird behind the counter. The bloke beside me wasn't having a great day, started arguing with the manager about something he had ordered. It escalated to the point where the manager told the bloke to take his business elsewhere.
Right.
The bloke was swearing and carrying on as he walked out the door, told the manager to get effed and F off.
Uh-huh.
The manager responded with, "You got big balls talking like that on the way out the door, champ." Old mate goes off his lid yelling, "You want to see big balls? Here they are for you," and whipped them out.
Wow.
A
throwdown.
My God.
Wow.
Got to say, those balls were weird looking.
Really?
But nonetheless, not a terrible start to the day.
It's odd seeing that in an environment where you wouldn't normally see it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A tool shop.
Like a tool shop. Yeah. You don't expect guys to be getting their genitals out because they've been challenged around the size of their balls.
Yeah.
And just balls is weird.
Well, I was going to say, can you just get your balls
out?
Yeah,
you could just get
whatever.
You can show it.
Be careful.
Friends of ours used to do one nut in a photo, like you hide the nut in the photo.
Yeah, yeah. Well, there was a famous photo of Matt Parkinson in the cast of Full Frontal where he had a pair of short shorts on. He just had one nut out in the cast photo.
That is funny.
Rogue ball.
A rogue ball is one of the rare treats in life.
Right. Oh. Wonderful.
What do you got? You look like you're a little bit under the pump.
No, I'm just looking at the YouTube comments because there was someone that said, I miss Matt. Mm. What's with Tegan just being a minder in the room with you guys? Just as Tegan popped up.
Tegan's in here doing what Matt used to do, except Matt spoke more.
Mm.
But we need someone in here time coding the chat for when people say things like, "You're a f-."
There we go.
That immediately has to be.
Minutes and 54 seconds.
That immediately has to be removed.
Yeah. But yes, that is the voice of Tegan, if you're unfamiliar with Tegan.
The voice of Tegan.
Liz was the one who sent through her beautiful new lawn yesterday. Remember, and they had the doggy guard.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Puppy protector.
Puppy
protector. Mm. And we said she has a greenhouse at the back and she's growing marijuana in it.
Yes.
No, she is not, because she has shown here that it is, in fact, being torn down.
Oh, that's
the process of ripping down the greenhouse.
Okay. Right.
Okay. Yeah. Look at the beautiful dog there.
Look at the beautiful doggy.
He wants to get on the lawn.
He does. It's like, I need to do a wee there.
Labrador? Mm. Retriever.
Retriever, I think.
Retriever, yeah. Mm.
Yeah. This is from Reese.
Yes.
From Mama Melise. Remember the hot sauce and the mustard that we got sent? Do you remember?
I'm still using the hot sauce.
I'm still using the mustard.
And they gave us like treats and stuff too, didn't they?
There was food, yeah. That's right. And that it was homemade.
That was good.
They did the mustard. They did the hot sauce. That's something else.
Yeah.
The hot sauce.
Like a tomato sauce, a homemade sort of ketchup thing.
I can't remember, but the hot sauce has heat and is also quite sweet.
Mm, yes.
It's a little sugary.
It's got heat and it's also quite sweet.
Well,
guess what? You want to know how hot and sweet it is?
I do. Mm-hmm.
Reese just let me know that it was crowned Best Hot Sauce 2024.
Wow.
The Australian Sauce Awards.
Done. Oh, that's the kid I met.
That's the kid.
He's got a gunslinger's outfit with all different sauces on
utility
it.
Belt.
Oh, my God, I love them. Yes, I met him and Mama
Melise, the lady from the logo.
And their son. Well, then I assume his dad, her son.
It's a magnificent sauce.
It is. Yeah. I'm not surprised it won Best Sauce 2024.
And you only need a tiny little bit.
Oh my gosh, I love it.
A little bit.
I'm banging it.
Do you? What do you put it on? Tuna?
Everything. Yeah, tuna.
Tuna and rice?
Tuna and rice.
Yeah.
I put it on scrambled eggs.
Yeah, nice.
Oh, yeah, yum.
I'll put it anywhere.
Yep.
Anywhere?
If we're having tacos.
Tacos? I hate when people say tacos.
Tacos.
Taco.
I'll whack it on top of a taco.
Yeah.
You'll whack it on a taco.
There's another video there of the sauce winning,
being
I believe.
No, this is the winner
is Jeets.
It's a real corporate event.
How's the Sauce Awards?
Australian Sauce of the Year.
Well, sauce is important.
Homemade hot sauce.
Oh, I wonder if they have to give a speech. Oh, yeah, because he's the kid. He kind of does a lot of, well, he doesn't do a lot of it, but he's a bit of the.
I don't know if they sent him up or whether he just changed.
No,
bolted.
It. Bolted. Like Goffey
he's
accepting
like their,
DC's award at the actors.
<He's> no, he's like their spokesperson and ambassador guy, kid.
Watch the stairs. Right, yeah, he's down. He's safe.
Yeah, he's good.
Nice mullet.
Running well a really good on him. A really heavy soft perm mullet. Well done.
Yeah.
I think it was Reese who sent the message. That might be Reese in question.
Well done, Reese.
Yeah, no, it's Reese.
Yeah,
good job, Reese.
Good on him.
Love your hair, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, good on him.
I wish
Reece.
I could get a perm.
God, his hair
you
is.
You could get a perm.
No, I couldn't because I bleached my hair. It would all fall out.
Hot stuff with Reece. And
yes.
Mama Melisse. MAMAMELILISSE.
Yep.
Give him a follow. It's good hot sauce. Yeah.
It is good hot sauce.
It is good sauce.
Buy it.
Buy it now. From Phil, we had a few people send in their favourite cramps.
My cramp last Friday. My calf's still
sore.
It's Wednesday.
Yep.
That's how big the cramp is. What do you got?
That's my Spotify.
Oh, really? You got it wrong with the GST? Well,
what am I meant to do?
I don't know.
I plug it in and it autoplays.
I don't know, but the other day you said you hadn't got it wrong for ages.
What if you close Spotify before you
Spotify
open it?
Spotify wasn't open.
Okay.
Oh.
That's
you've
the issue.
You cancelled the app like you got out of
yeah,
it.
I've, yeah, I've hard deleted it.
Oh, weird.
Yeah. Anyway, this is Mark Richardson. Do you remember this when he was batting for the Kiwis?
No, let's have a look.
One? It's very funny.
Yeah, goodness me. He's picked up none for this. Now, this is probably one of the most funny things you'll ever see in Test cricket history. We'll have to turn the audio up on this as well. I mean, he looks in great. Look at BBS Lutchman in the background. He can't control himself.
No one's
people are laughing all around because he smashed that 70 yards and hasn't been able to move an inch.
Well, he's looks in trouble. I thought was the scream was from the short leg fielder. Suddenly I saw the ball racing to square leg. He hasn't moved his legs at all.
Shepherd wants to knock him on the head.
Yeah.
He's had enough.
Wait for the replay. Here we go.
Oh.
This was amazing. This is.
He does a full spin straight to flat on his back.
Let's just hear it again.
That is crap.
That's is that the sound you made with your cramp?
That's actually an audio like representation of how it feels to have a cramp.
Yeah. I love that no one grabbed his leg and tried to stretch it out for him.
No, do something, Ryan.
No, that's good. You shouldn't help a bloke in that situation.
Punch it out.
Nah, there's competitors, mate. That's Test cricket.
Yeah.
You don't help a bloke who's cramping in Test cricket.
Oh, okay.
You might at club cricket, but
why
not Test cricket.
Why?
Well, because it's called a test for a reason.
Yeah, it's a challenge.
Mark was experiencing heavy cramp as part of his test experience. Let him go through his own journey.
It's a test of
it's a test
resilience.
Of him. Absolutely.
It's a test of character. Mark was going through his test.
Yes.
Mm.
Wendy was watching the YouTube. Thanks, Wendy. This is her lounge. She's got the dogs out in the bottom right corner there.
Well, I wasn't sure what you meant there.
Are you talking about her feet?
Yeah.
She's got nice
the
feet.
Dog. Why did you say the dogs?
Her feet are dogs.
I've never heard that.
Neither
expression.
Have I.
Really?
I was looking for the puppy.
So was I. So was I. Like, where?
Or her boobs.
Yeah.
Her big toe on her right foot, and please don't take this the wrong way,
is much smaller.
Is manky. Reminds me of your finger on.
You know what this is? I think
13-11. You got a
13-11, mate. Nip that out for me.
This is high heel toe, isn't it?
Well, no.
Pushing in?
So her left toe.
Looks bigger
than the right.
The right toe looks smaller than the one next to it.
Maybe I think it's on an angle, just down lower or something.
We'll have to get confirmation on that.
Yeah. This is like Graham's arm. I'm saying
Scottish Graham's
what
arm.
Where are you leaving your idea of the toes?
I think her foot's just down lower.
I'm suggesting
that is exceptionally smaller.
I'm suggesting her right toe is shorter than her left big toe.
Wow.
Right. Okay. She's got long toes.
Wendy, you know what to do.
Yep.
Your big toe. Send wouldn't want through. One of those up me bum.
Where?
I wouldn't ever want a toe up my bum.
Oh, you're not into that?
No.
You've had so many strange rules.
You are on an island there, sister.
Not even a heel.
Sister!
That's a first.
You are on your own, sister.
Is that TV too high?
And it's also not straight. It's driving me mental.
It's not
that's
straight.
What I mean. I think the whole photo's wonky because everything looks like it's...
Her TV is mounted in front of a door.
I wonder if it's on an arm.
It is. I can see the arm.
Does it fold back over the wood?
It's coming
the wood
out.
There.
Yeah.
What's on the left?
What on earth
no,
is
but
happening?
That's the
fireplace. Is that me or is that
that's
Matt?
That's you.
That me?
That's you.
Oh, am I on the video?
Yes, you're on the video, mate.
You're on YouTube. But you got the big pole in front of you.
Yeah, good. I'll hide.
Yeah.
The I don't know how you're referring to this awful piece of furniture under the telly, but it is also hard up against the door. I think they don't use that door anymore.
Yeah,
they
must. No, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Could you imagine going in and out of it? I'll just move.
Got a nice blue trim.
Yeah, but she's got a firewood holder.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I imagine she's got a beautiful fireplace.
There's the fireplace there. Because there's the brick at the bottom.
Feels like a floating floor to me, which I won't have a part of either.
God.
Sorry, Wendy.
Feels like a rumpus room.
Wendy, thank you for sending it in.
It's probably her good room.
I reckon it's a stunning room. I just don't like the corner TV setup.
I don't like. Here's what I don't like about it. I don't like the floor. I don't like the furniture. I don't like the fact that you've shut one door down, and I don't like your right big toe. But other than that, lovely to hear from you.
Wendy's TV, you're right, it's come out on an arm and it's just over there.
You've ignored the poof.
Yeah, I know. The poof.
Not for the first time.
But also, how tiny is that poof? Why is it so small?
Oh, it's tiny. It's a wonder people send their living rooms.
No, you've got to be careful.
We love it, Wendy. We love it.
You know, we're not judgmental. I'm on record.
No.
I've always said that. But sometimes we will kick it up again.
They must be ready for it, though.
Of course.
Mm.
All in a bit of fun.
All in a bit of fun.
All in a bit of fun.
Yeah.
Yes.
Andrew says, hey, Marty, as a CFA volunteer, you spoke about how much you wanted to drive a truck this morning.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I can drive the tanker whenever I want within reason.
Oh,
nothing better than cruising the hills in a big truck on a sunny day.
Yeah. Wow. Does he say who he's with?
CFA.
Yeah, but there's which branch?
Sorry, no, I don't know.
Why aren't you with the CFA?
No, no, no way. Those guys do proper work.
Yeah.
You know, I am not ready to put on a yellow suit and go and fight a fire.
And you get called out to all the car accidents.
All of
Dad,
it.
For a while, was up in
exactly.
the hills.
Exactly.
And it's horrible.
It's PTSD stuff.
Yeah.
And I don't need that. I'm an amateur civilian at best.
My friend's in the CFA, but in like the Thornbury area, and one day they got called out because a lady had fallen into the creek, but she just couldn't get out because she was too big.
Well, that's a fun one.
Yeah.
But some of the stuff that goes on around for these CFA, when you see footage of them in a firestorm, it's like they're volunteering.
Correct. I mean, well done for doing it. It's
absolutely
amazing.
But I'm not doing it.
Like, no, you have a job and then you go and do that at that kind of like
stress level.
Stress level and intensity.
Yeah. I don't think there's enough barbecues at the CFA.
No. I would go to the barbecues.
Yeah, you should celebrate. Mm. You know, put a barbie out on the driveway.
Yeah. Mm. Sausage sizzle it.
Sausage sizzle it. A la Bunnings.
Yeah, just a can of drink for a dollar, if you don't mind.
Well, they need it.
Have they just put their prices up? The sausage sizzle?
I'm not sure. I haven't had a Bunnings sausage in a long time.
We got a thumbs up from Nick.
Yeah.
Have they, Nick?
Yeah, they've gone
put
up
it
a
up,
bit.
Nick.
I got a sausage recently there.
Well, if there's a suspect food that could be eaten, Nick's your man.
I guess 2 days of crookness.
More food poisoning than I've ever had in my life.
I know.
Both ends, too, the last couple of days.
Remember he had it.
End of last year?
End of last, and you weren't well, but then he didn't take a day off, but he couldn't eat for a while.
That was the cheeseburger.
Yeah, hang on.
Cheeseburger?
Oh, that was the other one, yeah.
Oh, that was the other one, yeah.
From Lachlan, who lives in Christchurch, listens to us across the Dutch. He's an expat.
Yeah.
I want to hear whether this Tassie team is a Noah or a Goa, because I just purchased my founding membership.
Oh, good on you.
Here. I encourage everyone to do it.
Think I'm going to do it. It doesn't mean that I'm abandoning my guys.
It's your second team.
Absolutely
it's just
not. That, you want a sticker.
I want the team to thrive, and I want this to go ahead.
Yeah, that's 100,000 people you said.
Minimum. I think it's much more because they announced that number last night.
Does this cost go to the team, or does this go to building the stadium?
It'll go to the club.
And the admin to send the post out and the sticker and whatever.
They'd be loving it, mate.
Yeah.
But they can't believe their luck. They had $1 million drop in their lap.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Petra equivalent at the Tassie Devils would just be under the pump.
Oh, they'd have
my
to get
God. Surely they've got more than one Petra.
You couldn't have one Petra, the face of the business, just sitting on her own at Recepo.
No.
Yeah.
They'd have to have a couple of ladies coming for this. And men. Indeed.
Of course they could be men.
Of course they could be. Traditionally, they're not. But of course they could be. And if they were, they'd be paid more.
Finally from Chris. He says, hi, Will. Following on from the Clint in the NBL chat that we had the other day.
The terribly unfortunate font.
Yes.
Oh, that's just don't capitalise it.
Capitalise Clint. Never looks good.
Never. Mm-mm. Always never lowercase Clint.
Mm-hmm. I thought you might enjoy the signing that the Wolfsburg women's team made recently. And I missed this because we can see here that Janina Minge has signed.
Oh, jeez.
That's her name.
Someone's had a boo-boo there.
Hang on.
It could be Minga.
It'd have to be Minga.
But Janina?
It'd have to be.
But they've even hashtagged it in the body copy for this. Yeah. So
hashtag Minge.
Hashtag Minge.
But it's a cop. Minge I have no problem with. If her name was Sarah Minge, it's funny, but it's not like Janina.
Yeah, Janina's very close to Vagina Minge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's Joanna Minge.
Oh, yeah, that's her name. Janina Minge.
Janina Minge.
Yeah. She's a German national player. It's Wolfsburg. It's German. So it must be Minga.
Minga?
Or Minge?
Don't defend it.
I knew her sister, Jatena Minge.
How was she?
She was wonderful.
Lovely. Good set of lungs.
You'd have to change it.
Good set of lungs.
Fair set of lungs on it. You'd have to change your name.
Her other sister had a bigger set of lungs. You want some?
All right, let's get into it. The full show dump from Triple M. Get in touch anytime through Insta. Here it is.
Well, there's her other sister. Here, have some.
And then there was other sister. Put it in her.
Oh. Yeah, a bit heavy, mate.
I thought so.
Jeez.
Oh, it's so hot.
Oh, Lozza.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Strong start in here with Vegemite toast.
Oh, my God. Light toast. European Cricket League's on. We've never been happier.
No.
What a way to start the day.
Great start to hump day.
Veggie on toast and a bit of really ordinary cricket.
So ordinary.
I can't believe that, Will, you don't like toast.
I love toast. He's just not toasting today. I've had an up and go. I'm good.
Oh, right.
An up and go. Up and goes are great.
They are so good.
I'm up and going.
What are they?
Milky sort of.
Milky protein.
Yeah. 17 grams of protein.
17 grams of protein. Marty speaking. Yeah. I've been watching The Gentleman on Netflix. Which I've thoroughly enjoyed.
Have you finished it?
Finished it.
I've just started it last night. First episode in. I love it.
The actor that is the main character, is it Theo Barry?
Theo James.
Theo James.
It's in The White Lotus.
And he was mentioned in the possible running for Bond.
Yeah.
I think he'd be a brilliant Bond.
He would be.
Unfortunately, there is a Bond update coming shortly.
Yeah.
He may have missed out. Stay in the car if you want to know who the new Bond is.
You've seen The Gentleman film, haven't you?
No.
Oh, really?
Is it based off that?
It's the same universe, yeah.
Is that the one with Hugh Grant?
Yes, Matthew McConaughey. Charlie Hunnam.
Yeah, okay.
Guy Ritchie directed.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, so this is an extension of that.
Yeah. It's the same sort of story.
Okay. How many episodes? Six episodes?
Eight.
Right, okay.
It's a good watch. It's good fun.
Put it on the list.
Get into it.
Top six at six.
Boom. Go on. Get the Toyota Forklift Advantage. Visit toyotamaterialhandling.com.au, Marty.
Coming in at number one, pictures of Wills and Kate shopping at their local farm shop have failed to silence online trolls who have speculated that the woman in the images is a body double.
Oh, she can't win.
She cannot win.
Weren't you just saying it doesn't look like her?
It doesn't really look like her. I don't think it looks like she normally looks, but she just looks different.
She looks super light, but it looks like it's her to me.
Yeah, I think so.
People I can't even believe we're having this conversation. Of course it's her.
It's obviously her.
There are also Christmas decorations behind, suggesting that it was like old footage or something.
Oh, my God. I can't even deal with this anymore.
The whole thing's really weird, though.
It is weird.
It's because this is what happens if you don't give these animals a story.
Yeah, but they said from the start she'll be resting until Easter.
Why doesn't she just go out on the balcony, have a little wave with the family for 5 minutes?
Why should she?
Could just end the whole speculation.
But I suppose if you're not involved in the speculation, you're not ending it.
Yeah.
Like, I doubt that she's reading any of this.
Yeah.
She'd be well past that. Surely to God she doesn't read stuff about herself.
Oh, gee, that'd be awful if she did.
She'd be aware that it's happening, but she wouldn't be aware of the intensity of it, I doubt.
Yeah.
And it is that old thing. If you don't give these tiny animals who write all this rubbish a story.
Yeah.
Like they demand it from you, like somehow you're expected to kowtow to them and have no privacy in your life whatsoever.
Yeah.
Because some idiot's filling inches in a column in a paper that no one's read because it's a shit rag.
Shit. Good little monologue from you there.
Yeah. Right, that's
a strong start on a Wednesday.
Yeah. I like it. Good. Coming in at 2, a major new study has found that heart disease is no longer the leading cause of poor health.
Oh.
Conditions affecting the nervous system, such as strokes, migraines, and dementia, have become the number one cause of disease. I always feel sorry for people who suffer from migraines.
Yeah.
I've never had a full migraine where it's like lights out.
I've had one.
I've had one as well. It's awful.
They sound totally debilitating.
Yeah. Go into a dark room and...
You actually can't see.
You can't do anything.
And is there nausea attached with it as well?
Yeah.
I had that a long time ago.
They're tough.
Troy in the dark room. Yeah.
What else did you do in there? You can't have just had a headache. There must have been 2 or 3 minutes of relief in that dark room.
I had an eye mask on.
Well, you don't have to see it. You should know where it is. Roughly.
And you didn't need a gag.
No, I didn't need that.
You need a pool ball in your mouth.
No, I didn't need that.
That's not a migraine.
No. You're quite right, Mark.
I'm sorry, Troy.
I'll have to reflect.
Release the gimp!
I'll have to reflect on that next time.
Troy comes out with a pool ball in his mouth.
So dark in here.
It's so dark.
Hey, how did this become Troy being a...
It's fine. Point 3.
According to reports, British actor Aaron Taylor-Johnson has been formally offered the chance to take over from the current Bond star Daniel Craig. Eon Productions, which makes the films, is on course to start shooting this year.
Yeah.
A source, we don't know who the source is, of course, has told The Sun, Bond is Aaron's job should he wish to accept it. The formal offer is on the table and they're waiting to hear back.
Right.
Well, that would be easily ruled in or out. Mm. So who is this kid?
I think it's a great call.
He's handsome.
Have you seen Bullet Train?
Yes, I've seen Bullet Train.
Yeah, he plays one of the brothers, Tangerine or Orange, I can't remember their
character's
name.
Oh, right.
And he's really good in that and it's Bond-esque.
There's an interesting thing. I only know about his private life with his wife, who is much, much, much older than him. And he was 18.
In the same as Deborah Lee Furness, Hugh Jackman?
No, he was 18 when they got together and she was like 42.
Oh, Jesus. Like the French president.
Yeah.
We'll bet if we scratch the surface, we'll find out he lost his mum somewhere along the way.
Well,
that's usually what happens when 18-year-olds date 42-year-old women. They're replacing their mother.
30 seconds, Marty.
Richard Simmons apologised for saying he was dying. Qantas customers have been warned they'll be slapped a 17% price hike to access the airline's domestic club lounges from next month.
Oh, that's the Qantas Club if you pay to be a part of it.
Oh, how revolting. Tasmanian AFL boss says Warner Brothers didn't know the Tassie Devil is a real animal. when the team battled the entertainment giant for the right to use the name.
Top 6 at 6.
5 seconds. Stand by 2.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
March 20 today, Marty.
Number one song in Australia, 1994.
All right, E17. It's all right. That was huge.
East 17.
Yeah.
Was this their only one?
No, they had a couple of others. This isn't their biggest, I think.
What's their story? I missed them.
An American boy band.
Oh, they were American,
English.
Were they?
They were English.
English, were they?
Most boy bands are English.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think they pioneered it, didn't they?
Yeah.
Like the monkeys. Around the time of Take That.
Yeah.
I think the monkeys were American.
Oh, they were too.
Were
they a response to the Beatles?
Yeah, but they would have been after the Beatles, I reckon. Just.
They were like mid-60s they formed, so yeah.
After. Yeah, they're very American, weren't they? This song
it's
is awful.
It's also International Day of Happiness.
Celebrate that today.
Celebrate it.
Yeah.
Play your favourite song.
Yeah.
Treat yourself to something.
Yes.
Make yourself happy first.
Yeah.
How are you going to treat yourself, Marty?
Today?
Yep.
Have a nap.
Yeah.
Start a well with toast.
Something different.
Add some toast.
Yeah. Vegemite toast, can't go wrong.
Toast in European cricket.
Toast in European cricket.
Happy this day is off to a flyer.
This is wonderful.
Will, how are you going to treat yourself?
Maybe I get a massage. I've got a voucher.
Nice.
You've got a voucher. Don't you need to book that kind of thing? Or can you just turn up?
Middle of the day, you'll be right, I reckon.
Yeah.
Jump online, have a look.
Don't
1930, American fast food restaurant chain KFC is founded.
Did someone say KFC?
Mm. Colonel Harlan Sanders in North Corbin, Kentucky.
Yum.
Oh, yeah, 1930.
Special herbs and spices.
They've had a fair run at it, haven't they?
I reckon. Yeah.
Jesus. How much Kentucky you reckon you've eaten over here? What fast food do you reckon you've eaten the most of?
McDonald's.
KFC. Zinger Burgers for me.
I've eaten more KFC than McDonald's over the journey. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. I do love popcorn chicken so much.
Mm.
And their chippies.
Mm. Their chips are better than McDonald's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, but I go on record, I love Red Rooster.
You're a Rooter fan.
I love Rooter.
1969, John Lennon marries Yoko Ono.
No, boo.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Oh, it's been a while.
In full.
Yes.
Yeah.
Can we?
It's easy.
Let's just relax.
If you try.
If you try.
25 She's very seconds
good.
To go.
She's very good.
No hell below us.
Okay.
Above us. On this sky.
Come on, Yoko, pick up the pace.
Yeah, come on.
Imagine all the people.
That's me playing.
Yeah.
Live.
Sharing all
Shame.
The world.
Oh, that's my favourite bit. Right at the end.
At the British Consulate Office in Gibraltar. I wonder why they got married in Gibraltar.
Ah, yeah.
Isn't that a little interesting
that is.
Quirk?
It's a little external territory of the United Kingdom.
And they're there running, out of them.
They are. Yeah, there's a couple in the Caribbean.
Gibraltar, I think, still on board.
Yes, it is. It is still part of the English Empire.
Well, there'd have to be a reason
that
they didn't just flop in New York or London.
No.
Mm. 1982, Joan Jett and the Blackhearts. I Love Rock and Roll goes number one. 7 weeks, this was massive, and Joan Jett was as hot as they come.
And do you remember ex-Victorian Premier Joan Kerner?
I do.
Doing her version in 1993. We've got it here.
And I love rock and roll. Put another dime in the jukebox, baby.
Why?
What was the content?
It was on ABC's Late Show. And Mick Molloy was actually charged with the responsibility of organising these sort of acts at the end of the show.
Oh, well, we'll have to talk to Mickey about that later in the week. Yeah. Can we make a note to talk to Mickey and about some of the other acts they had, see if we can put some audio together?
That was 93, just after she'd lost the election to Jeff Kennett.
Oh, I remember the song. I forgot the context.
Yeah.
1990, LA Lakers retires Kareem Abdul-Jabbar's number 33. God, that bloke could shoot hoops, my God. His hook shot when he's just cut across the key and whoa!
38,000 odd points before LeBron passed him.
God, he could play. And he ended up doing some action films with Bruce Lee, didn't he? Yeah.
Doesn't he play himself in Flying High?
No, he might in Flying High, but I think he did like Enter the Dragon or one of those massive ones with Bruce. 1991, Michael Jackson signs a $65 million deal with Sony Records to produce 6 albums. It's a lot of money.
I was going to say big deal now, but it would have been huge then.
Game of Death.
Is that what he was in with Bruce?
Yeah, a 1978 film with Bruce Lee.
78? He was brewing in that film, I remember it. 2018, actress Cynthia Nixon, of course, famously from Sex and the City, announces she'll run for the New York governor position.
That's right.
How did she go? Did she get good support?
I don't think not well.
No, right.
No, they weren't ready for a redhead. And who is?
We voted Kevin.
Kevin.
Right.
Do you reckon he's a redhead?
I said a redhead.
Strawberry blonde.
Yeah, but I don't count strawberry blonde as redhead.
I mean, pure rank.
I mean, pure rang.
That sounds like a dolphin.
Yeah, it's a dolphin chimpanzee.
Oh.
You didn't let me finish.
Sorry.
2020 Tiger King premieres.
Oh, God.
Oh, I love this. How how much did we need this show during lockdown?
It united us.
Early days, wasn't it?
It was like all of the fractious states around Australia came together.
Around the world.
To celebrate Tiger King.
But it was in that period where, like, it was all a bit of a novelty. Ooh, we're staying home. How cozy and cute.
Yeah.
And then after a while, it was like, okay.
He's still in jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tried to get out.
Yeah, he's got an Instagram. He's always commenting on people's Instagrams from his own Instagram.
From jail?
Yes.
He was seeking a pardon from Trump at one point.
Had the limo out the front of the jail.
That's right. He really thought he was walking. It was just at a time when social media was the only thing we really had.
Yeah.
Because you weren't going out and buying awful newspapers, regardless of who works for them. That's not what this is about. But you would just sit at home and... Twitter in those days would light up, or a friend would message you.
Early days of TikTok as well, when TikTok became like
everyone. We're late. Why didn't someone tell me? Ruby Rose is 38. Chester Bennington would have been turning 48. Passed away in 2017. What a talent. And Jim Steins passed away on this day in 2012.
On this day for March the 20th.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show. Time to get jiggy with it.
The heat is on.
It's time for a three-way.
And the Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix 2024. Get ready to live fast. Limited tickets, very limited tickets, Marty, still available at grandprix.com.au.
Very limited. Yeah. I wouldn't be mucking around. No. I'd be doing it like literally now. Turn the computer on and have a look.
Yeah.
I've got to belt through this today. I'm sorry to Lani and I'm sorry to Dominic in Ferntree Gully. G'day, Lani. How are you going?
Good. How are you guys?
Wonderful, good, mate. Carryover loser. It's only your second crack. You'll be right.
Yeah.
Let's give it a go.
Yeah. Dominic, Ferntree Gully. How are you going, mate?
G'day, mate. How are you?
I'm wonderful. How's Ferntree Gully today?
Fantastic.
A bit cooler. I think we've all been waiting for a bit cooler, haven't we?
Yeah, summer's gone.
All right, gang, name is your buzzer. Best of three, first to two. Tell me what those three things have in common. Question one, the curveball sent in on Instagram by Paulie, regular contributor,
good
William.
Guy. Good guy.
Good guy. Lani, Dominic, name is your buzzer. Question one, Damon Hill, Jacques Villeneuve, Eddie Irvine.
Dominic.
They are. More information?
Canadian?
No. Lani, having a tilt?
I have no clue.
They were podium finishers at the first Melbourne Grand Prix in 1996.
Jeez,
that is tough. Jacques Villeneuve, of course, famously dated Danny Minogue.
That's right.
Question two, here we go. Lani versus Dominic, names your buzzer. Sticky Fingers, Exile on Main Street, Let It Bleed. Buzz them out.
Yeah.
Rolling Stones albums, you pair of peanuts.
Well, that means this is for the win.
This is for the win. I have no faith in either of you. Question three. Brooklyn, George Washington, Golden Gate.
Lani. States in America?
Be quiet, Lani. Dominic?
They're bridges.
Yeah! Oh, 2:14, freeway!
Lani, do you want to come back tomorrow?
I might give it a miss for tomorrow, but thanks, guys.
What's on the
back? Right now, your sporting news. Will, what's happening?
Thank you, Troy. The Hawthorn captain, James Sicily, is now free to play Melbourne this weekend after his kicking charge against Andy McGrath of Essendon was downgraded at the AFL tribunal last night.
So not even a fine?
He got a $2,500 fine.
Okay.
Yeah. So the medium impact, which was originally used to give him a week, was successfully argued by the Hawks down to low. Low impact? It was a pretty low impact.
It was pretty
kick.
Low impact, but it was just the action of kicking that makes it a kick.
Jeff Gleeson, the tribunal chairman, says the actual impact was negligible. And McGrath himself went on SEN saying he didn't even notice the kick.
Yeah.
And he defended Sicily. Yeah. But then the Hawks were unable to use that testimony as defence in their case.
Why?
Which, I don't know. Part of the legal process of the tribunal.
The AFL's ruined itself by letting lawyers be involved in the tribunal.
Yep.
Should just be blokes looking at each other in the eye having an honest chat. What do you reckon? You did wrong?
You
did wrong,
me.
Mate.
Yeah.
I did kick you. I didn't mean to. Did it hurt? Not really. Handshake?
Yep.
We done? All right, let's have a schooner.
That's effectively what happened last night. So well done to James Sicily. We can talk to Daisy Thomas about it. Whether, I don't know, a kicking precedent. I don't think you should be kicking blokes.
Well, you should be kicking blokes. I agree.
Yeah.
But it just seems like you can argue your way out of anything when you get in front of the tribunal now.
Yeah.
Minimum time spent there, average time spent in front of the tribunal would be about 3 hours.
Seriously, it'd be 2.5 to 3 hours.
It's ridiculous.
I think it was shorter than that last night. Tasmania's foundation membership numbers has now surged past 100,000 yesterday.
Wow, that's huge.
They're hoping for 40K by October.
Right.
They're only 10 bucks. Well,
yeah,
let's,
but get your sticker. Still,
get your sticker. You're in at the ground. Sticker.
Well, see, that's what I mean. Yeah. You're in at the ground floor.
Yeah.
You're engaged.
How many of that 100,000 are on the island?
Well, that's a really good point.
Yeah.
I was saying to you guys off air, I feel like it's a data exercise. They just want to get names in an email list that they can then push towards.
They're probably not even capturing data.
No, they are.
Wouldn't surprise me if they hadn't even occurred to the Tasmanians down there as they're rubbing their two heads together thinking, how do we capture data? Do you like Coke? I love Coke. Would you put that on a form? Yeah. Thank you.
There was criticism and praise for the jumper that was unveiled
yesterday. I love the jumper.
So I think it's great. But there was the revelation after the fact yesterday that the jumper itself, that is not their home Guernsey. It's not what they're going to be wearing permanently.
What is
it? That was just a foundation jumper. And they would wear that sparingly, like once or twice a year. So it's there was also...
Is there any truth in this game anymore? Why is everything smoke and mirrors?
A home Devils Guernsey is yet to be revealed. That will come later down the track.
Another jersey reveal.
So that one is, of course, the state jumper of Tasmania. And people were up in arms about it because it would be like if a Victorian club were to wear the big V. But you didn't have to be from Victoria to wear that because it's a club, of course.
Yeah.
So people were saying that should be sacrosanct only for the Tassie under-18s team. But anyway.
Another reveal coming.
Yeah. There was also the revelation yesterday that conversations with Warner Brothers were initially a bit tough. But then they smoothed out once the company became aware that the Tasmanian devil was, in fact, a real animal.
I can't believe that, because we said the other day, how can they own the
animal?
An animal.
Yeah. Well, they can't.
The Tasmanian devil has been on screen since 1954, so it's got a lot of heritage, the Warner Brothers character. But
totally.
Have you just seen something entertaining in the cricket? What's happened?
Drop catch. We've got the European Cricket League on. It's as bad as it's always been.
Yep. But it would be like you can't call something the Ducks because... I don't know. And then, but they don't own ducks or bunnies.
We're under the pump time.
No, we were listening. What you did was great. Don't get me wrong. No, you were good.
They don't own ducks or bunnies.
They don't own ducks or bunnies.
I get your point.
Yes.
Yeah. And eyes also are moving towards Tasmania's list management to set the club up for its first season in 2028. So
a lot of father sons. A lot of sisters and mums, a lot of father daughters,
cousin son. The AFL are
that's
keen.
A joke about Tasmania. He's all sleeping with it. You don't have to write it. It's not a story. Not joking about incest or sexual assault within families. Relax.
The AFL are keen for the Devils to be competitive from day one, which we saw with the Dolphins in the NRL last season.
And they were very fairly competitive.
Straight away.
Yeah.
So there would be a $1.5 million sign-on bonus to attract talent outside of the salary cap in that first season.
That's fair.
Then they're hoping that they'll give them the similar draft concessions as we saw with the Giants and the Suns, but then they would use those picks to attract
But
talent.
That's all okay, because by then everything will have settled down draft-wise that's been going on over the last decade here.
Yeah.
That'll all be done. You know, your Gold Coasts and your
and the Giants.
And the Giants and all those concessions that they had over the last 10 years won't be sucking the life out of the draft.
I have a question about the father-son rule.
Mm.
Does that apply to clubs or to draft, like just drafting in the AFL?
How do you mean so?
Like if Nick Riewoldt's son, right? Yep. Goes on and wants to play football, does he automatically get the father-son rule to St Kilda, or could he play for this new Tasmanian club if they want to?
He gets the choice.
Yeah.
He nominates for what he wants to do. So he could pick St Kilda or he could pick Tasmania.
Yeah.
All right, that is the back page.
Well done, William.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and the Marty Sheargold Show. Thank you, Mr. DJ. 10K.
Spin it.
Spin it. Spin it. Spin it, DJ.
Twice 6 the morning, your shot at winning $10,000. Jess in West Meadows with us, Marty.
Hello, Jess.
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Wonderful, Jess. How are you, mate?
Yeah, good, thank you. Look, long time. What's that? I bloody forgot it.
That's okay. Jess, it's long time, first time, Jess.
Long time, first time.
No, Jess.
Oh, no.
Jess had to see.
I missed it.
Yeah, she understands. It's not a charity, guys.
Okay.
You know, we're a club, and if you don't understand the rules, you're not rewarded.
You've got to get
nervous.
It right.
I missed it.
I know you're nervous, Jess, but it's these kind of mistakes on game day that hold us all back.
So true.
I'm just going to give Jess a little clap. Just by myself.
Oh, thank you. Thanks, Mom.
Well, you're out of the club too.
Wow.
Okay.
No, don't be like that.
No, you stay out of it, Jess. You're not even in the club.
Yeah, you're right. True.
What do you do for a living, Jess?
I run a little sheet metal shop, so I deal with all those roof plumbers that you love so much.
I do love them. Are they nice men?
They really are. They're great to deal with.
And women?
And women. Yeah,
of course. That's not a story, Jess. You know what I'm saying? I just misspoke. Who's your favourite band of all time, Jess?
Look, old school, I love Led Zepp, I love Midnight Oil, nice. I love Aussie Crawl.
Great.
Yeah,
love all of them.
Aussie Crawl.
Yes. Reckless.
Wonderful band.
Yeah.
I reckon
Reckless probably
love
my favourite there.
Oh, jeez. What about
it's
Errol?
Yeah.
Beautiful People.
That's great
what's
too.
What's that one that I really love that was sung by the guitarist who passed away? No, we're all going to wait till I remember it.
This is the club. This is what we do.
This is what we do in the club. We wait till I remember things.
I love that.
Oh, no, not you again.
Oh, no, not you again. No. One of the great tracks. One of the great tracks.
1981.
81.
Yeah.
Jess, all right, buddy, good luck. If you win the 10 grand, what will you do with it?
Put it towards the house, probably. Savings try to buy. Put it towards that, guys. Thank you.
All right, Jess, I'm very handing sensible. You over to Troy Ellis. Speaking of Aussie Crawl, second only to our favourite, Troy Ellis.
Thank you, Mark.
The master of Mount Eliza.
Went to the same school.
The master of Mount Eliza. We've got a new one.
Yep.
Troy Ellis, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Marty. Jess, Tyler Nardis. 10 seconds on the clock. You ready for it? Song one?
Yep, let's go. Is this the Queen, Bohemian Rhapsody?
We're away.
Well done.
This all feels very gettable to me.
It does. That was... Whew.
All right, good, guys.
All right, ready for song two?
Jess loves a chat.
Yep. I'm ready. I do love a chat.
Right. I love Jess.
Song two. Here it is. Smashing Pumpkins. Disarm.
I'm going to have to keep trying, guys.
Try again, Jess. Chatting with you, mate.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. Have a good day.
Bye, see Jess. You, bye.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
We are giving you the chance to win a trip to Gather Round. This is a great prize.
It is.
All you have to do is watch the front bar tonight, Marty.
Yes.
And we'll be asking you a question about the front bar tonight on the telly tomorrow on the Marty Sheargold Show.
I love this.
Yes.
This is what we call
a watch and win.
In the old language, this is what we call a watch and win.
Sure is. Airfares, hotel accommodation, 3 nights accommodation in Adelaide. 2 tickets to be in the audience at the front bar at Adelaide Oval.
This is great.
A couple of tickets to the Gather Round matches, Thursday the 4th of April, Adelaide Crows and Demons and Essendon as well. It's going to be huge.
And I know that Mick and Pangy love Gather Round, and I'm sure Andy Maher does as well, but they really love going over there for it. In fact, I had a gig with Pang after Gather Round last year, and to say that he was green around the gills would be an understatement.
Oh, really?
I'm going this year. I didn't go last year.
That's right.
This year. I can tell you this price must be worth a lot of money because
it's massive.
It is expensive.
Oh, they've hiked up the accom rates over there for Gather Round?
Everything.
And the flights.
Of course,
yeah. Well, the front bar, check it out tonight. Wednesdays, 8:30 on Channel 7 and 7 Plus.
Are the Roos playing in South Australia this year or where have we been punted to?
The Lions are playing the Roos at Norwood.
Norwood. Feels about right. 4:40 on the Sunday.
Not up in the wineries.
We were up in the wineries last year. You had to chopper in if you wanted to watch the game. But it is a wonderful event, and that's a great prize.
Great prize.
And it's a great competition for us to be attached to a brand as strong as the front bar. Well done, everyone involved in that.
Yes.
Have you got an extra bit is the question we're asking now.
133353. If you do, call us.
Or did have you got an extra bit? Or did you have an extra bit and have it lopped off? Because remember, there's been quite a few calls when we've done this in the past of people that have had tails.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And extra toes as well.
My friend was born with an extra thumb like that.
A thumb that was in between his thumb and his...
Like a pincer.
A little miniature crab, like Radar off MASH. You don't have to make the noise. Everyone understands.
The noise
had it removed and as a baby.
Have you ever had an extra part of your body? If you have, give us a bell, 133353. A woman who was born with two uteruses and cervixes.
Uteri?
Uteri, could be. Has revealed she has two boyfriends, saying they each have their own vagina.
Really?
So it isn't cheating.
Oh, what?
Well, hang on. Wait, let's just think this through logically. You get your own. Well, not you, obviously. Well, I've got no one in here who can share a vagina with me.
Outside you do.
Nick, you get your own. Finally, I found someone.
Christian's right there.
Yeah.
Christian and Nick in this example.
This is tough for you, mate.
Yeah, there is.
Where's Matthew?
Where's Matthew? Oh, he doesn't get his own either.
What a change is happening.
There he is.
You get your own. Is that cheating? So the lady has two vaginas. Right. I've never heard of that.
Neither have I.
I have heard of this before.
I've heard of being a hermaphrodite, but that's usually... having
both sets of
genitalia.
But this is very different.
Yeah.
And I said genitalia, not Gentiles.
Yeah.
Just to be clear on that.
I'm very reluctant to Google.
Oh, well, just be careful.
I know I am.
Well, you spelt vagina wrong, which is amazing. Yeah. You just spelt two vaginas.
This lady has two. Have you got an extra bit is the question, 133353.
25-year-old Annie Charlotte from the UK previously made headlines after revealing she was diagnosed with what's called uterus didlepsies.
Right.
Oh, diddlefies.
Diddlefies.
Okay, so it's not...
Well...
It's not like you've got...
I'll need to see a proper photo.
It's all internal.
Okay.
It's like a tie cave.
Well, I don't think it is internal. I think she has two.
But she said two uteri.
They're two completely functional, separate organs. She has two periods. I mean, I can't even have this chat. No one wants to hear it. I don't want to talk about it.
We're taking the course 133353, talking about a woman in the UK, Marty, who has, well, some extra equipment.
She's got extra bits.
Yeah.
She's got two vaginas. But if you've got extra bits, give us a bell, 133353. It doesn't have to be that spectacular.
No.
Yeah.
Could be a thumb.
Could be a thumb, toe.
Could be whatever. A tooth.
Nipples.
Nipples.
A lot of people have extra nipples.
Harry Styles.
Harry Styles has a third nipple.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some people have multiple nipples.
Yeah.
Like more than
like
three.
Like a little piggy.
Yeah, like a little suckling pig.
Udders.
Nom, 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 nom.
Get in touch through Insta as well at Marty Shegold Show. Cameron is with us, Marty, from Botanic Group.
Hello, Cameron.
Hello, Marty. Quick question for you.
Yes.
That lady with two uteruses.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you think she'd have a mark like a work car place? One saying one CEO, one manager.
Cameron,
been on hold for a while.
How long did you think about that before you decided you were going to say it, Cameron?
5 minutes when I was on hold.
Yeah, well done, mate. Like, I felt like it was a 5-minute chat with yourself. Okay. I'd rather she had like Daryl Summers and Red Simons. That's what it used to be when I'd turn up to GTV9 in the old days. In Richmond, and everyone had a name on their car park. And Daryl's was right next to the sliding doors.
The front door.
He was basically in the building.
Two steps and he's inside.
It was brilliant.
Yeah.
Cameron, have you got an extra bit?
No, I have, Marty, but I had a birth defect in 1982 and I had to get it corrected.
Which was what?
The hole in my old fella
wasn't
at the front. It was underneath, so I was peeing sideways, and apparently Mum said it was a 1 in 100 birth defect for baby boys.
It sounds like I've never heard of that. 1 in 100 sounds too small.
It's like
So it sounds like it's more one in a million to me.
Yeah.
So when you see Andy Lee in the 100, yeah, saying one of them.
One of those blokes up on the wall. Or maybe it's Sophie Monk.
But I'll fix
Sophie Monk.
Cameron?
What?
Actually, what are her pronouns?
She.
Oh,
her.
Okay. Yeah, I wasn't sure.
All fixed, Cameron?
Yes. Just like a trooper. Well, good, mate.
Yeah, well done, Cameron. Jeez, we spent a lot of time with Cameron.
Yeah, we did.
Gives you an idea of how popular this phone is.
We're talking about if you have some extra bits on your body, Marty.
Lady has two undercarriages.
Yeah.
And she says she's got two boyfriends and doesn't believe that she's cheating by having two boyfriends, even though they don't know about each other because they get a separate undercarriage each. Yeah. I don't know how you're controlling all of that or even remembering whose undercarriage is whose.
Yes. Also, no,
it's a fairly high traffic area, I would have thought.
From diagrams that I've seen, there's the one opening.
But hang on, the boyfriends don't know about each other.
They don't know about each other. I've never told either of them about each other, says Charlotte. I don't think they need to know. They both have their own undercarriage, so they only have sessions with that undercarriage.
Yeah, I think looks she's like telling them half a story.
Traffic kind of veers left
veers
or right.
Off. Look, it's got
like
the
a
one
fork in the road.
Yeah, it's just that it goes up in there.
Okay.
So I think
don't say up in there; it's confusing.
So she's telling one of them left.
I think she's promoting
left. No, that's for Phil.
Well, that's not how it works.
But there's two paths.
Yeah, but it doesn't go up high.
Let's not try and explain stuff to William. Annie's been dating Annie. I called her Charlotte. Oh, it is Annie Charlotte. Annie's been dating one of the men for 4 months and the second one for 2 months. It was casual at first, but then we started hanging out more.
Mm.
Annie says it can be hard to juggle both men, but she sees them each once a week and spends alternative weekends with them.
Mm. Oh, how lovely.
Very busy, Annie.
I reckon.
Sounds like a good young lady.
What do you got on Insta, William? Extra bits.
We had Michael who says, with the last caller and the incorrect hole, same here.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh,
same
so it, and then Loz found out it's one in 200 boys.
Called hypospadias.
Okay.
Found in one in every 200.
That's where the what we would have called in the old days. Oh, I won't say that.
No. the exit.
Yeah. We also had Wayne who says, my father has extra left nipple.
Nice.
I have extra left nipple.
Yeah.
My son has extra left nipple.
Wow.
And my daughter has an extra right nipple.
It's genetic.
It's almost a that can't happen.
Boys on the left, girls on the right.
Yeah. If she'd had an extra left nipple, that would have been uncanny.
It's the left nipple family.
Let's have them over for lunch, what? Marty.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Wednesday wheel time. Spun at my house last night, Marty.
Good spin?
Good spin.
Happy with it?
Very happy with
it. Wrist working beautifully?
Yeah. It was, yes. I did a couple of exercises in the lead up to the spin.
What were they?
What's your, like, how do you spin it? Do you
I give it a
big,
really,
from your shoulder?
Really big,
nice.
Full spin.
Oh,
full
I
spin.
Was picturing a horizontal wheel. I
No.
It's a big wheel.
It's a big wheel.
Oh,
no, it's on a stand.
I've got it in the lounge room.
Have you not seen the wheel?
No.
It's on a big stand like that. Like a.
Oh, I thought this whole thing.
We'll get a photo
of mine.
Yeah, love it.
No, William.
There's an actual wheel.
There's a wheel? What are you talking about?
Do you want to know what we've landed on?
Please.
Yes. This. Lauren's Little Quiz.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Lauren's Little Quiz. Mix Bagosaurus.
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, who's
mixed
playing?
Bag of you
and I, I'm assuming, are playing.
Please.
Well, I don't know. Who's playing?
Well, do all three of you want to play?
Oh, well, that's fun, isn't it?
Do you want to do that?
Lauren said no.
Oh. No,
Tegan's giving you the thumbs up.
Why don't you and William play and I'll just have a break?
No, we can all play.
Why don't you, Marty, host?
Yeah.
There you go.
Because I'm a very good host.
Lauren, you got to play with me.
Come on, Loz. Loz, buck up.
Okay. Involve your brother.
I invented.
Buck right up.
I'm bucked.
Here we go. I give you a category and then we change the words in the title with a thesaurus. Still can't do it.
With a thesaurus.
I've had a year off hosting and I still can't say thesaurus. Yeah.
There is an example there, I think, Marty.
Yeah, there is an example. Example. This was a film. Armageddon immediately.
Yeah, we use this a lot.
Apocalypse Now. Your father's in.
Jesus Christ, Loz.
This is now your
listen,
game.
Mate. You're rattled, okay? You're a last-minute caller. Imagine you were playing in the twos and someone's just someone tapped you on the shoulder and the sheds are gone. We need you for the big one. You know, don't,
focus.
We'll get you a fresh jumper.
Yeah.
Don't cool down.
No.
Okay?
I'm warm.
You're coming into the ones.
Okay.
Yell out the answer if you think you know it. Best of three, first to two.
Nice. Mm.
It's mixed bag asaurus. Mixed bag asaurus. So it could be a movie, a song, a band.
Yeah,
it could be any of those things.
Well, guys, I've got to set
it. I've
got to reset it.
For people who haven't heard it, it's important to reset.
I can't just push into it.
That's right.
Yeah. There are certain conventions in radio that you have to respect. And one of them is resetting for an audience that might not be aware of what's about to take place.
And I've just sprung this on you, Marty. You haven't hosted it for 12 months.
Thank you. I love these kind of challenges.
Another convention is timing. We're not making a podcast.
And Daisy Thomas is coming up.
Oh, my God.
Good sell. Correct from you, will you? Question one. Name's your buzzer. Best of three, first to two.
Yell out if you know the answer.
Yell out if you know the answer. Forgot that bit.
Which is what you just said.
Question one. It's a movie. It's a movie. Here's the clue. It's a movie.
Yeah.
Atrocious Lads.
That's... Bad Boys.
Yes!
Lover!
She even gave you bad. I thought you'd jump all over it.
Bad. Santa.
Wow. Loz, you're off.
Strong. You could win here, Loz, huh? You get this next one through.
Oh, were you and I supposed to play each other?
Oh, were we?
Yes, because it says T and M in my scoring chart.
I'm not sure.
You guys have... Oh, I don't know.
Troy and I ended up playing each other because we're equally bad at this game. And at least it was going to be a competition. But you're out of the blocks. You're away.
Yeah.
You can win it here.
That was just the template.
You can win it right here.
Oh, my gosh.
You can win it here. William to take it to a tiebreak. It's a song. Play along in the car. It's a song. Amazement Barricade.
Great Wall? Oh. Amazement Barricade?
Wall. Barricade.
Amazement Barricade. It's a song. You can win it here, Loz.
Wall. Stop making things out there.
I think that's a buzz.
Yeah. Wonderwall. Oasis.
Oh,
of course.
God.
People in their cars would be frothing.
Shock Wall. Yeah.
Frothing.
Damn.
Question three.
You're still winning here, Loz?
This is best of three, so Loz wins if you don't get it.
I know.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Pressure's on.
A band.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hobble Cookie.
Limp Bizkit.
Yeah, we're going to a tie break. Limp Bizkit, one each. Tie break question.
Why did we get rid of this game? This is a great game.
It's an excellent game.
It's a really great game. We didn't get rid of it. It's on the wheel. We're playing it.
That's true.
Why are you saying we got rid of it? We're playing it now. We're actually in it.
Been up enough on the wheel.
We're in the game now.
Okay.
That's so true.
This is for the win.
All right.
It's a brand.
A brand.
A brand. Did you say?
A famous brand.
Yeah.
Business chores.
Airtasker?
No.
Business chores. Oh, jeez. Chores.
Tiebreak. One each. A brand. Business chores.
Anything, Loz?
It's not good at this. Yep.
I think that's a buzz.
Office Works.
All
right, we've got one more tiebreak question.
Okay.
And then otherwise, it's just a draw.
Yeah.
Because I've got no more questions.
That's fine.
I'll take that.
Tie break. We need a winner. It's a song.
Oh. Yeah.
A song. Here we go. Smooch from a Ruby.
Kiss from a Rose.
William! He was first.
He was first, and he finished his answer first as well. I heard it in my ears.
In my ear holes, it was William.
What's on the back?
Tivey Sporting News right now, the wide world of Will. What's happening, William?
Thank you, Troy. We'll save AFL chat for when Daisy comes in.
Nice.
8:30.
Want to talk about James Sicily and the Tasmanian
cover off
19th licence.
Yes. Eddie's had a crack at Andrew Pridham.
That's right. Three grand final policy or discussion.
It'll be a fun chat with Daisy.
Yeah. But the Brisbane Olympic bid, as we sit here this morning, is in turmoil.
Well, they're saying now that Miles, the current premier who's replaced Palachuk...
was considering boning the whole thing.
Yeah.
Trying to get out of it.
Which would be not unprecedented. I believe it's happened before, but a long time ago. As it stands at this moment, the Queensland Sport and Athletics Centre, which is in Nathan.
I've got a photo of it here.
Yeah. This is the proposed athletics venue that will host all of the athletic events.
They're going to have to spend an enormous amount of money to get that to Olympic standard. It looks like it's got a donut caravan parked in the car park. It is so underwhelming. There's a stand that might seat 7,000-8,000 people.
Yeah.
How old is it?
Since about 82, I believe, when the Commonwealth Games were there.
Didn't you do your school sport here?
School sport carnivals there, yeah. I've done a few relays at this venue.
You were quoted as saying you think you may have dropped the baton at this venue.
I know I did.
We got a baton dropper.
Well, that's not an Olympic stadium.
It would be the smallest athletics venue at an Olympics in 104 years, going back to Amsterdam.
May I ask why they built it like that?
Well, that's just what it was in 1982. Do you know what I mean?
Why does it have to have all the gaps in the stands?
Well, because I think that was just where stadiums were at.
Right.
Yeah.
But more importantly, they've moved away from the idea of refurbing or indeed knocking down the Gabba, because that was just billions of dollars. Yeah.
So now the Gabba, which is in a really good part of Brisbane, Gabba, it's close to the city, it's walkable, there's trains there. Now that is just a white elephant in the middle of town.
So what would the Olympics use the Gabba for anything?
I imagine cricket and...
Of course.
And they would use
maybe
the rest of Australia.
Maybe some rectangular sport
games. Possibly. And then Suncorp Stadium would host the opening and closing ceremonies, which would just look like a game of Origin, wouldn't it? I feel like it takes all of the prestige of the Olympics away, but it's just a pre-established venue that we've seen so many times.
I mean, a show's a show. When I think Suncorp, I think men on horses in Dryza Bones. Yeah. I can see us going all out Aussie.
Outback Spectacular.
Full Lang Park, old school.
Yeah, get Baz Luhrmann involved.
Get Baz involved. Yeah, we're going to need Kylie. We're going to need all the usuals. Jimmy's going to have to roll out. Hopefully Amy Shark's free.
Becky Webster.
We're going to need Jess Mowboy.
Spectacle.
Some stuff that has to happen around the idea of an Australian Olympics. Casey Donovan's going to have to come up from underneath the stage on a pillar wearing a giant sort of black dress that comes down over the... We're going to need Kate Miller-Heidke.
Yeah. I'm just glad you're thinking.
Mate, I'm just...
Yeah.
Maybe you should get on the committee.
You should be. Speedballing.
Yeah.
But as we sit here, there are now suggestions that this Olympics may not happen.
Oh, wow.
So hang on. I've run you through the opening ceremony.
Well, that's sort of...
I planned it.
Well, where does it go?
They're big questions.
We'll take it.
Yeah.
You seem a bit flat, mate.
I'm really excited about it.
It's your hometown.
You were so
this was
excited.
Going to be a city-defining event.
Which it was when they had the Commonwealth Games back with Matilda.
Yeah.
You know, it was amazing. Rob DiCostella had such a fantastic performance in that Comm Games. It was wonderful for Australia.
Yeah.
I'd hate to see Brisbane balls this up. It was different to when we let the Comm Games go because, one, no one cared it was the Comm Games. And if Bendigo had, a bit pissed off, everyone was like, shut up, Bendigo. it's like this is a big world event.
Yeah.
We'd have it here, Britain. Surely.
Surely we'd love could
do it. Are we taking the Olympics?
Yeah. Melbourne should do
it. I think we should put our hand up.
Totally.
Come on, guys. Let's start a petition.
All right.
Okay.
Done.
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 2032 Melbourne.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is The Marty Sheargold Show.
The greatest disc jockey in the world.
The disc jockey.
Triple M and The Marty Sheargold Show.
Thank you, Mr. DJ. 10K. Spin it, DJ.
All right, here we go. Let's try and give away $10,000. We've had a bit of a listen to these ones.
It feels gettable.
It does, doesn't it?
Lyndon is in Hoppers Crossing. Good morning, Lyndon.
Morning, team. How are we?
Good, mate. How are you?
Yeah, good, thank you. Long time, first time.
Good on you, Lyndon.
Yes.
Love it.
Love it.
You cut me off there a little bit. I meant to say first time this year.
That doesn't count.
Lyndon.
That's okay.
I got you last time.
That's it for you, mate. We'll put a little mark next to your name in the system.
Come on. I'm in the club. I'm in the club.
You're in the club.
Good on you, Lyndon.
Who's your favourite band, Lyndon?
Oh, I like Billy Joel, but a bit of an uffy like Dange.
I love Billy Joel too. Nice. Did you go and see him when he was out here?
No, I didn't, mate. I missed out.
Jeez, he was good. I mean, he was 400 metres away from where I was sitting, but it looked like it was a good show.
And the sound was great too, wasn't it?
Oh, the sound was brilliant. Yeah. Stadium sound over the years.
Oh, it's amazing.
It's just gone through the roof.
Yeah, especially
in the
stadiums.
Old days in the 90s.
Oh, you get echo everywhere.
Echo, it was awful. Bouncing off stuff. You'd be like, oh. I don't know what I'm listening to.
Oh, no. Yeah, I remember seeing you two at Waverley.
Oh, God almighty. They didn't even be there.
No.
Waverley.
Now they're doing the dirt.
In the 90s, I reckon, late 90s.
If you've got to go up North Road, you shouldn't have to do anything when you get there. You should just be relieved that you got somewhere. Yeah. Lyndon, what do you do for a living?
I'm a truck driver, mate.
Oh, I love truck drivers. What sort of truck?
Oh, it's Kenworth, mate.
Oh, Jesus.
Kenworth.
Big banger.
Do you have a bed in the back?
I do.
It's Kenworth.
I think we've asked Lyndon that, and he's you got to send us photos, Lyndon.
Yeah, send us photos from the cab.
Yeah.
All those dials on the dash of the Kenworth where there's probably 8 or 10 of them, what are they for? Is it hydraulics, oil?
Yeah, oil pressure, air pressure, fuel, temperature, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah, good. Nice. I like that.
CB?
Yeah, got one of them. Got a couple.
Great. Yeah.
Got boys on the road.
Yeah. Is it quite cosy back there, Lyndon, in your little bed?
It is, Loz. Would you like to find out?
Oh!
You've had a bit of that recently
on the old Instagram. Loz has been propositioned a couple of times lately on the old Instagram. Miniature fridge, of course. Geez, I'd love to have a Kenworth.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one just buys a truck to drive around casually.
Well, you need a big license to do it.
Wouldn't it be great if you just had a truck as an option in your driveway?
Imagine the fuel.
I'm going to take a truck down to Sassafras.
Imagine parking it.
I'm
going to
go to Mrs. Marple's for a high tea and just lower yourself out of the Kenworth. Wouldn't it be wonderful?
Why don't you just have it and keep it in your backyard?
That's what I mean. Yeah. A quarter of a million sitting there getting used. Wait till you can get club plates on it. Lyndon, all right, buddy, I'm going to hand you over to Troy Ellis. Good luck, mate. $10,000 on the line. We've got a very good feeling about these three songs. We auditioned them off air and they all feel gettable. Over you go, mate. Good luck.
All right. Thanks, Marty. Lyndon, you ready for song number one?
Let's do it, mate.
Here we go.
Really?
Lyndon.
Lyndon, if you get it, I'll hop in the back of your truck.
Oh, I'm not going to get it.
Lyndon, you just had the possibility of Loz hopping into the back of your truck.
It was Prince. It was Kiss.
Oh, it was safe.
Oh, Lyndon. Have a nap. Get back on the road.
Be cozy.
See you, Lyndon.
See you guys.
We'll try again.
Tuna back there.
Tomorrow.
Have a pie.
Oh, yeah. It's all going on.
This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Daisy would have been dacked at some point in his footy playing career.
Sure,
playing people get dacked all the time playing football.
We saw poor Aaron Cadman, the number one draft pick from the Giants.
Full bum hole.
Full cheeks out.
Yeah, cheeks out. That's the question we're asking. Have you ever been dacked?
If so,
where were you dacked?
133353 or get in touch through Insta.
It was a real thing for young boys at one point when I was at school to dack each other.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you're just innocently standing there having a sausage roll inside a bread roll.
Yeah.
And then bang, your pants around your ankles.
Fly me to the moon.
Man.
Tough when your hands are occupied too.
That's when you get it. Yeah. If you really want to dack a guy, you got to get him when his hands are occupied.
And we're not condoning dacking.
Oh, look, I think it's still innocent.
Okay.
You know? I think systemic dacking of one individual constantly, absolutely not.
No.
But sharing dacking around?
Yeah.
It was certainly of a time when we were growing up.
Dacking, though. Yeah. Where were you dacked? Who dacked you?
The monkey bars is a classic.
Classic dacking material. Monkey bars. Kanye West's wife, Bianca Censori. Now, I would normally never talk about either of these people because I reckon Kanye is just about as close to anyone who needs to be committed as anyone I've ever seen. Yeah. He has completely unravelled this bloke.
He has.
From the day, I reckon, when I was first worried about Kanye was when he had a bulletproof vest on and was talking about one of the Kardashians deciding to end her pregnancy.
Yes, he went into TMZ and was talking to TMZ.
No, he was trying, at this stage, he was trying to run for president, remember?
Mm.
He had absolutely flipped from the gold digger Kanye that we all loved.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good song.
Even the Yeezy sneakers, I was a bit like, this bloke.
When he started to get into fashion and was doing those strange fashion
where
shows.
Everyone wore the same colour, like those beige sort of fashion shows, right, I was like, are they just wearing their pyjamas?
He looked a bit culty.
It felt very culty.
And then he started his church. Remember he was doing his Sunday services like every kind of...
That's right. He had the Kanye Sunday sessions. Very different to the old Sunday sessions at the Esplanade Hotel in the front window there watching the sunset, having a Carlton Draft pot and just loving life as a younger man with no responsibilities.
Yeah. Dollar pots.
Proper myself in the front bar of the ESPN just thinking, they can get much better than this. Yeah.
I saw him live at Big Day Out 1 year.
Well, how was he?
He spoke a lot.
Did he?
Did he have
that auto tune on? Because that's what I saw. Yeah. And he just starts ranting.
Yeah.
Well, Kanye West's wife, Bianca Censori, who's an Aussie, by the way, has been photographed in yet another explicit outfit this week. She gets a bit skimpy on the clothes, it has to be said.
Yeah.
She doesn't like covering everything. And I don't have an issue with that. But some of the more conservative people around the world probably think she's underdressed.
My issue with it is that I think he is...
Telling her what to wear?
Yeah.
Right. Okay.
She was wearing neon green tights as a pair of pants, which clearly they're not, and paired with a tiny, what's been described as a light beige boob tube. And it is literally... It's like, you know those elastics that you put around your quads when you're trying to do those weird stretches as you walk across the gym?
Yes, exactly that.
That's what she's wearing as a top.
Yeah.
It's like and she got a fair set of lungs on her, it has to be said.
Deep breath.
Well done.
That expression just kills you.
I just love that expression. Face it a lot.
Was that a message to me or a comment?
It was a comment.
It was a comment.
With my picture with Eric Banner, excuse me.
That's right. It was a photo up on Instagram with one comment under it just said about Loz. Face it a lot. That was all it was. No mention of Eric or the interview.
Oh, well, lean into it, Loz.
Scuba Barry.
She got a paddy license that day. Couldn't believe it. She could go to 40 metres. We never got to the actual story.
No.
Kanye West has been seen pulling down his partner, Bianca Censori's tights to reveal a bit of the old plumber's crack.
Yeah.
Many people have raised concerns about Bianca being controlled by Kanye, including Censori's close friends. Well, let's hope that that is not happening.
Yes. Yeah. She's a smart woman.
Yeah, I saw photos of her with her mum the other day. Her mum's gorgeous.
She studied architecture at Melbourne, I think.
Well, I mean, let's just give her the benefit of the doubt.
It is a funny old outfit she's rocking there.
It sure is. It's the tiniest boob tube I've ever seen with a pair of tights.
Yeah, interesting choice.
It's a strange... I mean, it's not for me.
Tights?
No, I wouldn't want to see you like that.
Do you reckon Kanye put his hand down the back of my tights if we were standing at the lift?
I don't think so. Barry in Kilsyth, Marty.
Hello, Barry.
G'day, Marty. How you doing?
Wonderful, mate. Have you ever been dacked, Barry?
No, I haven't been dacked. The old man got dacked. The beauty. He was at the boat show.
Yeah.
And he's jumped out of his car to go in to work. And he's jammed his finger in the door.
Oh.
So he's undone his belt because he couldn't get his keys.
Yeah.
And then his main opposition guy saw what was going on, went over, dad's got his belt undone. Yeah. He's ripped his strides undies the whole lot down and walked away, left him there standing in the car.
Couldn't reach his keys because his finger's stuck in the door.
No.
That is a professional dacker at work.
That's a
guy who's is almost a predator. He's seen an opportunity to dack and he has gone with it.
Yeah.
He has pounced.
Kim is in Upper Beaconsfield. Where were you dacked, Kim?
Oh, I wasn't dacked. I was the dacker.
Yeah, good work, Kim.
So back in the 80s, to wear tracksuit pants was a given. So my sister's boyfriend at the time was talking to my mother and I went up and dacked him.
Mm.
But I didn't realise he had no jocks on.
Oh, no.
No, that's unfortunate. bit of the
old... He was well hung, but not off.
Well, I'm sure your mother was happy about that, Kim. Thinking about how well hung he was with your sister.
she was mortified. I thought it was the funniest thing.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Were they grey tracksuit pants, Kim?
They were, yes.
Oh, you should be wearing underwear.
What a strange question.
Because, like, John Hamm.
The John Hamm.
Oh, you can see.
Hamm picture. Yeah. You can see
is
everything.
Grey the colour that they reckon you can see everything?
Yes.
Well, we've certainly seen John Hamm and what he's packing.
That's right.
I mean, who could ever forget Greg Norman
on
the beach?
Oh, my God, honestly.
Can of Rexona in his
Jesus. Scott in Ascot Vale. Hi, Scott.
Morning, all. How are we?
Good. Wonderful, Scott. Were you dacked?
Yes. Year 8, school sports day. I just won the 400-metre track race.
Well done.
We're on the podium accepting my medal. Yeah. And one of my mates actually came in second place, and he thought that would be the best time to give me the old dack. So in front of the school on the top of the podium, down dried undies and all.
Oh, no. You don't want the undies to go when you're dacked. I mean, if you're the person dacking, the objective is to get the undies as well.
Of course, yeah.
But if you're being dacked, you'd prefer it was just the shorts.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Thank you, Scott.
Yeah, sorry, Scott. Exactly. Really put some thought in it. Exactly.
Scott, signing off.
Signing off. Thank you for having me on the Shoe Gold Show.
Exactly.
This is Triple M.
Were you dacked?
We've seen a photo of Kanye West just easing down his partner, Bianca Censori's tights at the lift.
It's not a funny dacking. It's just like a...
It's like a, let's see a bit more of your bum crack dacking.
Yeah.
Which a lot of my lady friends over the years have always done to me. Want to see a little bit more of the top of the crack.
Didn't you do it to a friend recently in the toilet?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Moon, I had a little...
oh, that's right.
Moon was doing wee and I put my finger down his bum crack.
Swap the credit card.
He loved it.
Jen in Officer Marty.
Hello, Jen.
Morning, guys.
How are you, mate?
It wasn't me. It was my partner. We'd just been to the supermarket and he wouldn't let me pay for the groceries. So while he's carrying the bags out to the car, I decked him.
Yeah, nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
Hands full.
Yeah.
Hands full.
Oh, can I just say his name's Wayne just in case he's listening?
Yeah, great.
Hello,
Wayne.
Yeah.
Hello, Wayne.
Good on you, Jane.
Happy dacking.
Hi, Jen. What have you got on Insta, William?
We had Kirk who says, got dacked at the dog park by my dog.
Good. Oh, his dog jumped up and, what, bit his pants down?
Scraped them down.
Yeah. Must have been a loose-fitting basketball short or something.
Oh, yeah. No wonder.
Small B says, full dacked at school, drinking a Big M, was pushed over the oval fence. Mm. Oh, the old chocolate starfish on full display. Oh. Didn't drop a drop.
Yeah, well done. Kept the Big M intact.
Good move.
Paul in Geelong, Marty.
Hello, Paul.
Hey, you go. First time, long time.
Good on you, Paul.
yeah, well, me mate goes to me, oh, come down to Ballarat and have a barbecue with all my family and that. And I went down there and I was just sitting there, half met them, and I'm just sitting there just looking at all the photos and that. He comes up to me and dacks me in front of all his family, right down to the scuds.
So, scuds.
I dare say I was red-faced and it didn't go down well with his mum either.
No, oh, she didn't like it.
No, not at all.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Thomas turns around. Thomas gets onto it.
Here he is, Daisy Thomas. G'day, guys. First time, long time.
Good on you, Daisy. It's not true. You've been here heaps. Great to see you, mate. You're looking fun. Fit and well. Somehow you've held on to a tan. I don't know how you've done that.
No, well, that was the comeback. No, come back from Bali. You know how the Bali tan lasts about a week?
Yeah.
The weather's been magnificent.
Hasn't it?
Yes.
I've been responsibly topping it up.
Absolutely.
Nice.
That's 10 or 15 minutes in the sun.
Half an hour with some oil, you know.
But 10 minutes in the sun, it's good for your vitamin D.
Yep.
Don't go stupid, obviously.
No.
At our age, people are getting cancers out of themselves like there's
always
no tomorrow.
Check. Yeah.
Saints Collingwood Thursday night, but before we get there, Days, Eddie Maguire is gone, as it says in front of me, scorched earth.
Scorched earth.
On the Sydney Swans president, Andrew Pridham.
I read that and all I thought of was scorched almonds.
Yeah, I love scorched almonds.
COVID
scorched almonds.
That would go.
They're a must have Christmas day in bowls everywhere.
Yep. Yeah.
You shouldn't be able to enter a room on Christmas Day without a bowl. Scorched almonds.
Nice. Anyway, we digress.
Sydney President Andrew Pridham has continued the debate around turning the grand final into a best of three series. I didn't even know there was a debate. Arguing the league's missing out on a monster payday.
Mm.
Eddie and Jimmy podcast.
Jimmy Bartel.
Okay, this is Eddie and on the Eddie and Jimmy.
Jesus. How are you going? He used to say on his podcast with Jimmy Bartel.
Yeah, correct. Yeah.
Here's the graph.
New South Wales, shut up. Right? I mean, my old mate Andrew Pridham, three grand finals, he says is a no-brainer. It is if you've got no brains.
Whack. I don't know if he is his old mate. Yeah. I vaguely remember these guys going head-to-head over the years.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. It's strong from Ed.
It is strong.
He doesn't really ever sit on the fence, does he?
No.
It's more fired up. We've got another grab here, Marty, if you like it.
Correct me if I'm wrong. Didn't everyone have a conniption only in 2010 when we had a replay grand final for the third time ever? For the third time ever. Suddenly we can't have a grand final with a replay for the three times that it happens in 125 years. But now we're going to have three every year.
Daisy?
Mm. I'm well in Ed's corner here. I think the one grand final is brilliant. It's not all about exploiting the people for cash.
Yeah.
And I think, the history of the game is one, as Ed said, there's been three drawn grand finals in the entirety of the competition. I love the fact that it's one and done. It gives the underdog, I think, more chance to come out and for a boil over. And for the fans, it's the one game, if your team gets there, you want to attend, you have to attend.
Mm.
Best of three, you'll have people picking and choosing, players getting rested.
Yeah, that's true.
And whether that be if your side's winning at three-quarter time or losing, you probably don't get the best product. MCG till 2057, leave it as is. Super Bowl, for instance.
Yeah.
That's the NBA, I get it, because they play hundreds of games across the country.
Mm.
But the Super Bowl, best of one.
Brilliant. No, I can't think of anything that is best of something
other than
the NBA.
Rock, NBL. Paper, scissors with the friend. That's probably the only exclusion.
One that I hate is the other side of it, which is like the EPL that is just top of the table. Yes. I hate that.
You win. But then they've got leagues out to the side.
I know, but it's a top of the table winner?
No. Nah.
I think it's the fairest, the EPL system.
Well, I mean, if you're looking for the best team over 25 weeks, it's the fairest. But you take out all the magic and the mystery and the enigma that sport is.
I agree.
And even like the grand final, the lead-up of players being injured, are they going to play, are they not? Yeah, all that sort of stuff is lost if you go, he'll be right for the second one.
Just a question about the brutality of the grand final. So we've seen Collingwood and Brisbane, and I'm not looking for excuses, I'm a Brisbane supporter, but both of those teams have really struggled off the back of what is the shortest preseason in the history of the game.
Anyone says they're not looking for excuses.
they're looking for excuses. Well observed, Dozier.
Exactly. But do you think the brutality of that grand final into a really short preseason, do you think that is contributing to the form that they've displayed so far?
No. If that was, that'd be a real issue from your high-performance staff. Mm. They're just getting beaten at the minute, and this is what happens. When you are one of the better teams, Collingwood the best, obviously the benchmark last year, Brisbane as well, people try and figure out ways over the entirety of the offseason how to beat you.
And
that's what's happening. Collingwood turning the ball over horribly off halfback. Brisbane getting exposed now. They don't have that kicker off halfback in Kadeem Coleman. This happens year in, year out. But I think it's the first time ever the two grand finalists have started the next season zipping two.
Jonathan Brown was talking on Fox's On the Couch about Sydney's recruiting staff and their priorities. He said it's going to be hard to get drafted to the Sydney Swans if you can't kick. Calling it no coincidence that they're going well because they can kick, Daze. It seems pretty obvious.
It seems simple, but it's such a great point that I think we've overlooked for a little bit. We've talked a lot about how good their players are, but haven't really had a deep dive into what makes them good in that side. And he's right. If you've got a good back line that can kick, it just relieves the pressure. You find a mark when it's all helter-skelter in there and you can find a target and catch it 50 metres out, the pressure relieves. You get 7 seconds, you can make your decision. Then from there, if you can go through the corridor, well, then you turn your defense into offense. Then you connect inside forward 50. I was looking at the stats. They had plus 10 more marks inside forward 50 against the Pies, and they had 4 more against Melbourne in round one. So that's the most important one. But
you got to get there before you can
Get there. Gordon, Blakey, Lloyd, Warner, Florent, Rampy, and I've probably missed a couple.
They can kick.
They can kick. And you see with Brisbane at the minute, Kadeem Coleman's their best kickoff halfback, which sets up the ground. He goes and all of a sudden the scoring dries up and you're doing a lot of defending in your back half.
It seems so obvious,
it does. But
it's tackle, handball, kick.
There's a lot of bad kicks in the AFL.
Mark.
And not in terms of, if you put them out.
Oh, don't talk to me at North about guys that can't kick. Well, Jesus Christ. Who was that bloke from Port Adelaide with the mullet?
Jasper Bitter.
Every time he went sideways.
Get him off!
I was crying in the fetal position going, kick it up the line, son! And he never did
cry. He never heard him.
He never heard me.
Nah.
He never heard me. And also I never went to the ground for 3 years because I couldn't watch him. They made
me
sick.
And it sounds silly, but there are a lot of bad kicks because the pressure's so high and you have to make either a good decision and execute, or you don't have the skills to execute. you can get found out pretty quickly.
Saints Collingwood Thursday night. This will be an absolute belter,
oh,
I reckon.
My goodness.
Saints will be feeling like they're a real chance here.
Yeah, and the Pies have probably got one more good game in them in terms of before people just don't have the aura or the, I guess, the respect that you have for a team that's gone out and beaten everyone.
They don't want to go none and throw.
Well, that's it. The fear factor, if you will, is gone pretty quickly.
Yeah.
I'm not sure why I did that for inverted.
No, but that was, it was like you were grabbing someone's boobs. It reminded me of Carey outside Crown many, many years ago.
If I've got one cricket ball in this hand and one cricket ball in that hand.
You're ready to bowl.
It's a bloody big cricket. But no, it is. It's a must-win game.
Yeah.
We're, what, at round two, and the Pies have to win, and the Saints... When you look at these games and, you know, as the person in special comments or expert comments, you go through their side and you go, why are they good?
Yeah.
They are good because they are honest. They've got a lot of role players. They've probably got four walk-up starts to
well
another
coached.
Side. Really well coached. And they just have a crack.
Yeah.
And again, it seems simple, but that's why they're good. So they'll take it right up to the Pies. The Pies will have to be a lot better. Their back line has stunk.
Because they're not a team of superstars, the Saints.
No, I think Rowan Marshall, Jack Steele, Max King and Sinclair, who comes in, I think they're the only four without, again,
Wilkie.
Being... Yeah, I reckon I could probably kick four or five on Wilkie.
Oh, come on.
Nice days. Yeah. Even now?
Oh, make it six.
Sorrento, or are you happy to come into the Metro to play?
No, he'll have to come down. And you need seven schooners before the game and a meat pie and a dart.
And then we'll see how good
that's
this
it.
Guy is.
Correct.
That's fun. So what do you like? What do you like about Collingwood bouncing back?
Well, the back line has been the issue because they're just not defending hard enough. So Craig McRae alluded to a couple of changes. I think that'll happen. And just a bit of a rocket.
Mm.
You know, this is what we haven't done. This is how we fix it. It's not... Overly
mouth guards in at training days?
No, I was never a big one for that.
No.
Hammies were always tight if the mouth guards were bought out.
Yeah, fair enough. Once a week in a mouth guard's enough, I reckon.
Yeah, just a good stern conversation of, hey, let's maybe defend a person before we go proactive positioning.
So you think that'll be what they'll be saying? Beat your man.
Beat your man first, and until you figure out sort of the game and how it's feeling, if we've got enough pressure on the footy, then maybe stand a yard or two off. But at the minute, arm across, in front, see the footy, see the man. Box on from there.
Okay, beautifully said. Before you go, James Sicily.
Oh.
Cleared to play, downgraded his one-game suspension for kicking Andy McGrath to about $2,500.
Yes,
$2,500. It's,
what'd you think?
Well, I didn't think there was a whole lot in it at the start. When Andy McGrath comes out and says, I didn't feel it, there's probably less in it.
Which helped at the tribunal.
Look, you can't do anything. Let's just table that. Anything that is slightly sneaky or mischievous, you know, a little headbutt from Harms on the weekend on mate, there's a week. Redmond punches someone in the chest that goes up the chin, there's a week. So there's been a large overreaction to these little small misdemeanors, but everyone's on notice. And again, I always look at it from the back end of the year. If you lost a week for that and that cost you a spot in the grand final.
Oh, my God.
Like,
you'd be ropeable.
You know, a tap on the head that wouldn't knock the froth off your coffee.
I don't mind a fine for this.
Yeah, correct.
He swung his leg. It looked like he kicked a bloke.
Yeah, $2,500.
He's not having a week off.
Yeah. It is weird, though, because they are so into the look of it. And that's why these other ones, like the jumper punches, they don't like the look.
Where do we draw the line between this being elite sport and the correlation to, you know, junior level? Yeah, we don't want people pushing umpires and speaking to umpires, you know, because that does carry on. But at some point, you've got to still understand that this is a physical game. The appeal to it from people outside of it, i.e. the Americans, is that, you know, you guys are rough, tough, you don't wear
helmets. It's a collision sport.
It's a collision sport rather than, you know, it's a collision sport when the ball's live.
Yeah.
But if you touch anyone outside of that... $2,500 or have a week off. I was always one for a big week off because I used to get match payments in the back end of my career. So a week off meant you still got that and the fine not so much.
Find yourself down at law.
You're getting paid to do nothing.
Find yourself down at law before they close Movina. I'll swing down for a weekend. Good to see you, Dave.
Daisy Thomas with us.
I just want to get the facts.
I want the facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really facts.
Lossa, what do you got from today's show?
Well, during On This Day, we spoke about East 17.
Yes, we did.
What's their story? I missed them.
An American boy band.
Oh, they were American,
English,
were they?
They were English.
Oh, English, were they?
Most boy bands are English.
So we kind of were saying about where the boy bands originated from.
The tradition of boy bands.
Yeah. So the term boy band was not established till the 1980s.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Although generally described as a rock band, the Beatles have been described by several journalists as the first or the original boy band before anyone had thought of the term.
No, I couldn't dispute that more. They wrote their own music for a start.
Exclusively due to the enthusiastic response they received from their young female audience. Other critics, however, have pointed out that this assessment of the Beatles as a boy band could be applied to all other bands of the 60s, saying if they were a boy band, so was everyone else. The term boy band was not commonly used then, but the earliest predecessors would be bands such as the Jackson 5 or the Osmonds.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Ah, yeah, but the Osmonds.
There was a girl in
there,
wasn't
it? They were brother-sister.
Yeah.
Donny and Marie.
That's right, yeah, they were.
And who was the other one?
The Jackson 5.
Yeah, yeah, but they had older members. Yeah, they were they were like a family band.
Mm.
Yeah, rather than a boy band.
Yeah, the boy bands we know now.
I do not, like I do not classify. Like I do not classify the Beatles as a boy band.
Oh God, no,
no,
absolutely not. It's that's lazy journalism, which I'm so used to in the modern day, and I refuse to attach the word journalism to it. It's commentary. Is what's happening around us now in the world.
Pundits.
It's like everyone has an opinion. They're just like arseholes, these guys and girls.
We're running late, remember.
Yeah, okay.
On this day in 1969, John Lennon married Yoko Ono at the British Consulate Office in Gibraltar.
Imagine.
And we thought, why Gibraltar?
Yeah, why Gibraltar?
Lennon was advised that he could marry her in Gibraltar, and he later said, "We chose Gibraltar because it is quiet, British and friendly. We tried everywhere else first. I set out to get married on the car ferry and we would have arrived in France married, but they wouldn't do it. We were no more successful with cruise ships. We tried embassies, but 3 weeks residence in Germany or 2 weeks in France was required."
What? What's the issue?
I don't know.
Why couldn't they be married in London?
I don't know.
Or New York. I don't understand this.
Maybe this is when they were banned. Remember, wasn't there a point of time where they'd like, I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I couldn't find any. That was the only thing I found.
Interracial weddings in those days would have been reasonably rare, but I wouldn't have thought they were legislated against.
I'd have to leave the country.
Anyway.
And finally, big news, guys.
Mm.
What's happened?
News.
What we're going to the European Cricket League next year?
In Malaga?
Well, that's a given. That's absolutely happening. We spoke to Rachel on Monday for Spin It DJ.
Yeah.
She unfortunately has glaucoma.
Oh.
Yeah. And I welcomed her with open arms to my Bungai Bandits Club before realising that how serious the condition was.
It doesn't matter. You sent her a T-shirt.
But I promised her a T-shirt. That was on Monday.
Yeah. Yeah.
Guys.
Don't tell me she's already got it.
She's got a T-shirt.
Well done. Oh,
I did it.
You did it, mate.
I sent the T-shirt. I completed a task. Martial arts is no more.
Is that the first thing posted?
No.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. First thing you posted. Well done.
The Marty Sheargold Show is on Triple M. This is the Marty Sheargold Show.
Here it is, backhand, short backhand for you today. So let's just jump straight into it.
Yeah.
What do you got?
We had Ellie. I love whenever anyone makes a Les Mis reference. So she sent this through and just says, "I saw these on Facebook and all I could think of was, who am I?
Who am I? I'm 24601.
Victorian plate that says who I am if you're listening along. Anyway, that was just a little.
Normie Rowe, nice. I think, did the original. I think he was part of the original cast of Les Mis. Yeah. I may be wrong about that.
$2,000?
What?
$100.
That's how much they want for those plates.
Yeah.
Normie was wonderful in that role.
Normie Rowe, theatre and television.
Who am I?
He was astounding.
Party
Merch. Yes, he was Jean Valjean.
And his God on High. Is that the name of it?
What's
the God on High? The big number. Bring Him Home.
Oh, Bring Him Home,
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Did Normie ding that out of the park? We were running out to the car park to see if we could get it.
Go fetch it. Yeah.
It was like, we'll go get it. And then, dang.
European cricket.
Normie Rowe, very talented man. And, of course, we were only talking recently about his fight with Ruxton
on the midday show.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. That was Normie Rowe.
He was musical theatre guy.
Yeah, Normie.
Yeah.
I've never heard of Normie Rowe.
No.
Well, Normie was famous for either going to Vietnam and being anti-conscription or not going to Vietnam and being anti-conscription.
I can't remember
which side of the fence he was on.
Oh. I remember Ray Martin, though, trying to control that blue.
Yeah.
Oh, so he was just a pop star and a teen idol, and he's gone on and had a Vietnam debate.
Well, because he was solid on one side of the fence. I've got a feeling he didn't go to Vietnam.
Oh, yeah, because it was against Bruce Ruxton, that fight, wasn't it? Mm. So that's...
He was the return.
He was drafted.
He
did go to Vietnam.
And he went.
Yeah.
Right.
Which effectively ended his pop career.
Right.
Wow.
He must have been talking about I don't want to put words in his mouth, but the draft was very unpopular.
Yeah.
Oh, as it should have been.
As it should have been.
Yes.
Awful. Pulling ping pong balls out of a barrel to tell a kid he's got to go and fight in a country he knows nothing about against an army that's done nothing to him.
Yeah.
Such a stupid war, that.
Oh, it's awful. And why would you want to kick the French out? They're such great bakers. It made no sense from day one.
I know.
We would have great no banh mi.
Correct.
You know,
we would have no
fa- you got croissants over there in the jungle. You know when I want to eat a croissant?
In the jungle.
When it's 40 degrees and 100% humidity.
The pho is Vietnamese, but we mean like the breads, the French inspiration.
I understand.
Okay.
Pho is, I'm pretty sure it was from that time. Yes.
The French inspired pho?
In a way.
Did they?
Did they?
Most historians agree that pho was invented in the late 19th and early 20th century in northern Vietnam during French colonial times.
There you go.
The French put footpaths into Hanoi.
Yes.
They didn't have them before then.
Look, I don't want to go too far into the politics around the French in Vietnam because I know it can drift into cultural areas, which, as you know, I've been insensitive about over the years. I would just say this.
Jesus, 318.
Not the French.
There we go. And this is why the minder is here.
Yeah. You're catching all those. Right?
Good on you, Tegan. Add that to the notes.
Because the responsibility on you is, you have to understand how far reaching it is. Because if I lose my job, we all lose our job. Okay?
Because some things aren't stories. That's a story.
That's a story.
That is actually a story, that one.
I think we'll take out that whole little bit.
No, just beep it.
I'd imagine that headline.
Oh, can you imagine? How long do you reckon we'd last? Till the end of the week?
It'd be a tough one.
No.
It'd be a tough one to fight, that one.
Really tough.
Yeah. I'd have a go at it, but I...
But Marty, even, you said it, but I thought Tegan was going to beep it.
Even with all of my experience of fistfights at the executive level, this feels like one that's going to be hard to win.
Out of your weight division.
Slightly out of it. I mean, I'm rolling through all the reasons why I could have said it. You know,
they're not working.
None of them are working.
They're not sticking.
They're just not sticking.
Party Mert is one of our favourites, and he says, a bloke I know used to date Bianca, as in Kanye's current wife.
Bianca Censore?
Yeah.
What?
Well, not legal wife, but yeah, he refers to her as
effectively partner.
Wife.
Right.
Oh, they've not actually gotten married.
I don't think so.
Oh, right, okay.
So Mert knew a guy who used to date her a few years back, and she's never been shy about getting her lungs out.
Okay. Right. This is standard issue for Bianca.
I remember a particular Instagram post simply titled Airbags.
Okay.
Oh.
So perhaps the suggestion that Kanye is, dominating her dress sense is not entirely accurate.
I think there's a difference between getting your lungs out and getting your every... Like, she will walk around with a bit of tape from the top of her pubis
pubis mondus
to
the butt crack. She had nothing on underneath a full sheer catsuit the other day, and she had to walk around with her mobile phone in front of her crotch.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you were going to be staring at, for want of a better word...
Her Janina Minge.
Her Janina Minge. Couldn't remember the girl's name.
Be an interesting face ID to open up her phone.
See, Loza, get the full sheer thing and they'd be really recent photos.
Oh, my
and
God. Look at
she was wandering
phone.
Around.
There's the
there
phone
it
on
is,
the right. Yeah.
Bottom right, one day ago.
Yeah.
Click on that and roll through some of those.
Oh, wow.
She's not wearing underpants. She's got a sheer stocking on as an outfit, and she's having to put her... mobile phone in front of her crotch because otherwise you're going to see a Janina Minge.
But just wear some undies.
I know. That would actually be like if she just had a pair of lovely black underwear on or something.
Yeah, but call me conservative.
I know.
That is not an outfit for going to dinner. That is an outfit for in the boudoir.
Yeah, I mean, it wouldn't surely not comfortable
and
when you're at dinner dressed like that.
This is the thing. She doesn't look comfortable.
No.
She doesn't look like someone who's... But no. I was going to say a word that really wants to wear that.
No, she's covering her genitalia the whole time. To the car.
To me, that's a like a.
I
you're
like
eating.
Shoes.
You're having a TV dinner in the lounge room.
Yeah.
You're enjoying yourself. Yep. You've just cracked your first brewski.
Yeah.
You've got your feet up. Oh, who's coming into the room? Oh, it's Janina. What are you wearing, sweetheart? Oh, we are on.
Yeah, it's.
I'll finish this in
local
a minute.
Pizza joint.
Well, actually, I'll finish this first, and then we'll.
If I was her and I'd say to Kanye, you want me to wear this? You wear it too. We'll go one for one. You wear it. Whatever you want me to wear, you wear as well.
I don't want to see that.
I don't think there's a mobile phone big enough to cover what Kanye's packing.
Mert finished his message with just, she was popular.
Okay.
Mm.
Thank you, Mert.
Thank you, Mert. Oh, good update, Mert. Thank you.
Yeah.
Fair set of lungs on her.
Fair set.
Who's that? Is that her
That's
as
her.
Well?
Yeah, yeah.
What was that? Looked like she was wearing a rubbish bag.
Oh, here.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is what I mean. Half of the time is that? Clothes.
That's ridiculous.
Oh, Marty, look God. At the time.
Yeah, you got to go.
Yeah, I got to go.
All right.
That is ridiculous, that outfit she's in there. It's like two bits of leather fashioned into some kind of triangular nightmare meeting at the bottom between her legs.
With some pink boots. I hate
I hadn't even
shoes.
Noticed the boots. Oh, really? I hadn't got there yet.
That's the first thing I saw.
I was a little bit higher than the boots.
Yeah. Boots, the first thing you saw?
One of
her Janina.
Right. You didn't see a Janina?
Get in touch with Insta anytime. At Marty Shigold Show.
Who's hosting?
Janina Minge.
Taylor Swift.
I'll go Janina Minge as well.
Hi, Marty and team. Anthony Albanese.
Albo.
He's in trouble, I reckon.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M.